Kuf Lamed Gimel and the Mishnah. But before we start the Mishnah, I'd like to clarify a few nekudas which we had mentioned yesterday. One nekuda we had mentioned yesterday, the Gemara asks Akashe V'ika Acher Le'eved Acher, if there's someone else that could make the Mila Le'eved Acher. So I'd like to say over two pshotim. The goin in Yeredeye brings a raya from the Gemara's kasha that there's a din shlichas by mila as with the way we mentioned yesterday. And the goin says as follows: the av sha'oisa acher who keilu also ba'atzmoi. When a shliach makes the mila, it's equivalent like the ov made the mila. Mimasha Oma Bishabis Kuflamit Gimel the Ika Acher, so that the Mila should be done Aidei Acher. The Beim Ise, that is not in Shliches. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Avadai Olov HaMitzveh HaMiyuchedes. So what's the Kasha LaEved Acher? So we see when someone else does it, it's Kilo the Ov does it. That is, yesterday we mentioned the Beis Halevi holds like this, and the Goyim also holds like this. The Divrei Yecheskel wants to say that could be there's no raya from the Gemara. Divrei Yecheskel is in Simen Yud Beis. The Divrei Yecheskel says it could be as follows. Tosfos says on Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Amid Beis that really there's a problem. Why is Mila Deichet Saras? Saras is Aloy Sase Ve'ese. So let us learn from Mila that Ese Deicha Loi Sase Ve'ese. So Tosfos answers, Mala Mila Shekei Nichesu Aleho Yud Gimel Brises. That Mila has a Chaymer that it was Nichesu Aleho Yud Gimel Brises. So the Divrei Yecheskel wants to say, so what is Deiche, the Iser of Baheres? Not the mitzvah hamiyuchedes shel ha'ov. And that was the mitzvah of the father, you don't say ese doiche loy sase. Because it's a loy sase ve'ese. There's no yud gimel brises on the mitzvah of the father. No, mitzvahs mile bichlaluso, there's yud gimel brises on mitzvahs mile. So therefore, mitzvahs mile is doiche beheres. So the Gemara asks Akasha, if mitzvahs mila could be niskayim without being doiched the isra of beheres, so let's be mekayim mitzvahs mila through a shliach. So it's not muchach that shlichas helps, so the father won't have his mitzvah. If the father's mitzvah is that is doiched beheres, So then we have a taina, how can you take away the mitzvah from the father? But bechlal, the father's mitzvah is bechlal not bekoyach. No, what is bekoyach to be doiche beheres? Mitzvah smila. So the Gemara's kash is mitzvah smila can be niskayim, but oifin that there's no dechia. That's how the Divrei Yecheskel says pshat in the Gemara. One more thing we had mentioned yesterday, I had mentioned that it would seem from the Rehitis Loshen HaGemore that when the father makes a shliach, to be Mala's son, and the father wants that the father is interested in to be Matayel the son also, so it would seem that then there's a din of that the father is over the inyan of Ktsitzes Beheres. Or the son, if the son is a gadol, the son tells the moyel to malim, and the son is an interest to be metai himself, so the son is over the isa of Ktsitzes Beheres. So I had mentioned yesterday, l'chayre, it would be a raya to a ktsais. Yesterday I did not remember where the ktsais was. There is a ktsais in Simen Reish Ayin Hei Sif Kotten Gimel that says as follows. If there is a hefker dike kalke, and the din is kalke is nikne bechazoke, the chazok is called Noel Godar Oporot. You make a fence around the kalke, you kainu with chazoke. There's a hefker dike kalke, and I want to be kainu the kalke. But the problem is I don't know how to build a fence. I go over to worker, So I tell a worker, you know, this is my karka, please build a fence around it. I won't tell him it's a hefkedike karka, then forget about it. So I tell him, this is my karka, build a fence. So the worker goes and builds a fence, bishlichusi. And I have in zinin to be koina with his building. So the ktsais and simen, ayin reish hei, sivkot and gimel says, that your metzarif, the pu'ule, of the worker, together with my kavanas kinyan, and I'll be kind of the field. That is what the ktsai says. So we see from the ktsai, you can split it up. The shlichus goes on the pu'ule, and it is considered that I was kind of, yimetzarif my kavanah with the pu'ule of the shliach. So therefore we wanted to say, the same thing is, if the father made a shliach, if the father made a shliach to be kaitzitz the ola of his son, and the father has kavone to be metayer the son, and the shliach betzim is only a shliach and the asoras ha'ola, so we wanted to say your mitzarif the maisa ha'shliach, that's ke'ilo the father is being meiser the ola, and the father is an interest also in being metayer the son, and the father is chayiv. Now, it would seem that the Mishnah LeMelech in Perek Yud from Hilchas Nigit Saras says like this. The Mishnah LeMelech says as follows. Mashme midivrei Rashi, the ikoi of Hosom, if the father is standing there, b'shas the mile, af shahamol einoi mechaven letaroi, even though the mole is not mechaben to be metayer the rachanimu, afilu hochi oiver belaf, v'taime de milse, the kivin da ha-mitzvah mutelis alav, since the mitzvah is mutel alav, ha-moyel shlichusay da'av kovit, so the moyel is doing the shlichus of the av. The kivin de kavonis ha'avu letaroi harei oiver belav. So at the first blick of the Mishnah LeMelech lechayre, the Mishnah LeMelech says this. Later I found him in Cheschinach learns a very interesting pshat that the Mishnah LeMelech means something else. The Mishnah LeMelech means that the shliach is oiver. That the shliach is oiver since the father is mechaven to be metayer. The since the father is mechaven to be metayer the bnoi, and he is the shliach of the father, so you mitzaref the kavone of the mishale and the shliach is over, which is really pile ploim to say such a thing. Later I was medayek from the end of the Mishnah LeMelech that the Mishnah LeMelech weiss says klar that the mishalech is over, not the shliach is over, even though the lashon is very misleading. And I wanted to bring a raya from a Rashi in Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis in Kedushin. Rashi Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis in Kedushin says as follows. The Gemara says over there that there's a bakanta Mishnah in Bobikame, Ashelech Asabei Rabbi Adcher Shait Vekotten. So the potter. Shilech Biyad Pikeyach, Apikeyach Hayev. So the Gemara asks a kasha, let us say, shluchay shalodom kemoisai. The Gemara answers ain't shlichot varaveirim, but let us go on the Gemara's kasha. Let us say, shluchay shalodom kemoisai. So Rashi says, what is the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is, let the shliach be potter, and let the mishaleach be chayiv. The Taisus Rit says, let both of them be chayiv. But let us go to what Rashi says. Rashi says, let the shliach be potter, and the mishaleach should be chayiv. So we see from Rashi, that the din of shlichus is that everything is miyuchis to the mishaleach. That the shlich is considered a yad aricht of the mishaleach. That the shlich didn't do it. The mishaleach did it. That is what Rashi says. So al kolponim, so tzicha mistaver over here, that if the father made a shliach to be malas son, and the father was mechaven l'shem tzitzis beheres, and the moyel was mechaven l'shem asoras olo, it's either mistava that you meyachis the pool of the shliach to the mishaleach, and the mishaleach will be oida. Now yesterday we asked the kasha, why does the father have to stand there? So it could be this inyan that you mitzaref the kavona of the mashaleich together with the pool of the shliach. You need a kavona b'shas ma'isa. Let us say in the case of the k'tzais, when he made a worker to build a mechitza in a karka shel hefka. So it's zichem mistaver that the mashaleich has to stand there and be mechaven with this binyan. I want to be kainah. If the mashaleich is sleeping, then I doubt very much if you could be mitzaref the pool of the shliach to the subconscious rotzen of the mishaleich. You need kavonas kinyan bishas meise. So if the mishaleich isn't standing there, you don't have kavonas kinyan. So the same thing over here. If the father is not standing there, bishas setutzich dasor saole, could be that's not called setutzich ishama benegot saras, because the father's sleeping now. Therefore, that is pshat and Rashi, that you have to make sure that the father isn't there. So if the father isn't there, so the father won't be over. Let us go back to the Mishnah, the Mishnah and Seif Taf Kuf Lamed Gimel. Oisin kol tzolchei mila b'shabbos. One is permitted to do kol tzolchei mila b'shabbos. Moyalin, upoirin, umoytitzin, v'noisnin aleo ispalanis, uchemoin. And these days, palanis is a type of a ointment. Ulchemoin. Ve'im lo yishochak me erev Shabbos, if he forgot to grind the chemoin erev Shabbos, so in Shabbos, there's a iser of toichin, is lo yis b'shinov v'noisin. So he chews it. He chews it. Taisve says an omed beis, lo yis b'shinov, Av al gav da acha mile choyle sheyesh bei sakonu. Now he's a choyle sheyesh bei sakonu. Mikoma kim kamo de efshel ishnuye mishaninen. If you could avoid this to do a malacha de reise, you should avoid it. Lo yeis bishina v'noisim. Im loy toraf yayin v'shemen me'erev Shabbos. Now, one of the refuahs were to put on the mokim amile yayin v'shemen. Yinosen zeh, so you're not allowed to mix it together in Shabbos. No, yinosen zeh ba'atzmoy v'zeh ba'atzmoy. You put them on separately, not mixed together. Ve'in oisin lo cholok lechatchila. We'll see in Rashi what this cholok is. Avol koirech oleho smartut. Im lehiskin me er, so you don't have this cholok. This cholok was sewn together. So if you don't have this cholok, you wind around the shmata around the mokim amila. Im lehiskin me erev Shabbos, if he did not bring the cholok erev Shabbos or the smaltot erev Shabbos, koirech aletz boy umevi vafilu mechotzer acheres. That means afilu they didn't make. It wasn't a bias, and they did not make erev chatzeres. And not only is allowed to bring it from the bayis shaloi irev to that chotz, he's allowed to bring it to a different chotz. Let us see Rashi. Moyalin choytech esa olo. Upoirin esa oir hamechase roi shagit. Umoytitzin esa da. Va'af al gav dihi asiyas chaburet. By being moytitz the dam, you are making a chaburet. She'ein hadam nitik michiburay ela yedei chaburet, that the dam will only be able to be drawn out through making a chaburet. Afal pi ken, you make a chaburet in Shabbos. Ispalanis tachboishes, loyis beshinev, kamo de efshel ishenuye mishanina. Leitoref yayin vishemen, kacho yirigilim. The regilis was to be toref yayin vishemen. V'hi refuah shema'arvin v'toyrfem b'ka'ore yayim v'shemen yachad k'derech sh'toyrfem b'yim b'ka'ore. Cholok k'ein kis dochok hoya oisin u'malbishin esroi shagid ad ha'atore v'koishrim shom k'dei shlo yarzer ha'oyer l'chasos esagid. Now, yesterday we had a problem that Rashi says you put this cholok Omarbishin esroi shagid ad ha'atore. So yesterday we didn't understand if you're starting from the roi shagid, which is the top of the gid, so what's till the atore? So Tuv Yehamet told me very good. Rashi Shita weiter is, let us see for 1 minute, Kuflamet Gimelamet Beis. Rashi Shita is Umahi, the third shur in the Gemara. Umahi Atore. What is the translation of Atore? Shuro Gavoya Hamakefes Begiv Sovit. Shemimeno Hagid Mishapeya Viyoyrid Litzada Karke. That means the Yoinai shall ha'evil, that's not called the Yatore. The Yatore is one shure. The shure that is the emtza, or the shlisha el yoin of the gid, that shure, that is called the Yatore. That is boilet. That's the shure is called the Yatore. So Mamela Rashi is moiridik. So umalbishin es roisha gid, Ado Atore. That means, so you malbish the Rosh Hagid till the Atore, and then you stop there. The Rosh Hagid is not the Atore. So Mabishnes Rosh Hagid Ado Atore, V'koishrim Shom, K'day Shlo Yavze Ro'er L'chas Oises Hagid. Loi Hiskin, Loi Hizmin, K'oirach Al Yodoi, Derech Malbish L'shanoi Sein B'derech Eitzo B'chir. Zog the Gemara. Mirdei Kotoni Kuli. We learned everything already. The Mishnah says whatever is done, it says milen and priyen mitzitze. Kol tzolchem mile lasuye mai. So why does the Mishnah start oisin kol tzolchem mile, then b'shabes moilen apayren amoytzitzin? So what is the kol tzolchem mile moise? Lasuye hodetana rabona hamo kol zman shu oisik b'mile. Chayzer bein al tzitzin ama akvines amile bein al tzitzin she'ein ma akvines amile. Pirish, but if it was pirish already, al tzitzin ama akvines amile chayzer, al tzitzin she'ein ma akvines amile ein ei chayzer. So oisin kol tzolchein mile comes to tell us that kol zman sheloi pirish. So oisin kol tzolchein mila b'shabes, that he's permitted to be koitzitz the tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin es hamila. Zot Rashi michtei ketoni b'masnisin kulu kol dvorim oisim lemila moyelim upeirin umaitzitzin lovali disnan klola b'reish oisin kol tzolchein mila. So the Teretz is that it's going on tzitzin. Shiurei Ola. That was left over from the Ola. Masnisin. Later the Mishnah, Meforish, Eilu, Heina, Tzitzin, Tzitzin HaMeyakvin. The Tzitzin HaMeyakvin, V'yeshe Einon Meyakvin. Ki goyim boso, Shein Eichoy, Feroi, V'ator, El Meyuto. That means only the Meyuto, HaTorah, is mechusa with tzitzin, so memel that is namakib the mila. Umayi atore shuro gavoya hamakefes begid soviv, shemimeno hagid mishapei v'yoyred letzad akarke, o mishapei v'yoyred letzad aguf. So that shure is called the atore. Hamol b'shabes. So Rashi learns that this beraisa that differentiates between tzitzin a ma'akvin es amila and tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin es amila, this is negeya Shabbos. Shabbos is a shail of chilul Shabbos, so kozman he's loipirish me'amila, so it's considered it's one big ma'isa, so he's permitted to be goyma the ma'isa. But after he was Pirish, he's not permitted to be Geimer the Maisa. But this only applies in Shabbos. B'chol, we'll see later. B'chol Rashi holds, even if it was Pirish, he should also be Geimer. Hamol b'Shabbos, koz manshu oisig bo shloi silik yodoi, imrosh en ishtayre bo tzitzin, Bein ma'akvin es hamilo, she'ein nekshera she'yechatchem, bein she'ein ma'akvin choyze v'choytech, dekulech o demilsi, v'arei nitno Shabbos litchoyz etzlo, There's a din tchia. It's one big maisa mila and there's a din tchia. Pirish, says silek yodov. Alama akvin chayzer, shereihen kemila atzmo. This is a loche like mila lo. He wasn't going with the mila yet, so the mila is a din tchia. Parsha ein ma'akvin ein echoizer, v'have ka'as chole b'fnei atzmo. Because since it was pirish already, so this is now a new eschole. Val eilu leinitein lechalel es ha-shabbos. And a new eschole, which if he has a din nimol already, so there's no hefet to be mechalel shabbos. V'hainu diktoni kol tzorchei mile, that is what the Mishnah is mechadish. V'avilu tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin, Chayzer aleim calls man shalay pirish. So that is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Kol tzolchei mile. That means even though it is not ma'akev, but since it's a tzoyrech in the mile, it's a chelik of the mile, it's a hider in the mile, so it's ois in kol tzolchei mile b'shabbos. Frek de gemore, man tane pirish einei chayzer. Who is the Tana that holds that Pirish ain't Nechoizah? That means that as soon as Silik Yodai Me'amile, so Memela, what he will do now is not considered a continuation of the previous Pula, no, it's considered a Haschol. Let us see Rashi. Man Tana Pirish ain't Nechoizah, Mishum de Pirish Choshiv Leichazore Milse Lenafshe. When he goes back, it's considered a new Pula. And since it's not ma'akiv, the mitzvah loyhoda. Is this a davar muskim? Who is the Tana that holds like this? Omer Rabbi Bar Bar Chona, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shmuel, B'neish Rabbi Yechanan, Ben Broikim. The Sanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Abba also, we hear this already, Shechaliyos B'Shabbos. Zmavshit HaPesach Adachozet. So you mavshet the Pesach till the Chozer. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel benoish Rabbi Yechanan babroik. V'chachomim oimrem mavshitin es kuloi. V'chachomim hold, you mavshet the whole kol. Zot Rashi. Mavshet the Pesach ad ha-Chozer. V'hainu pirish. This, that means, after the Chose, it's already Pirish. The Nisadan, the Mesech Estomid, Gabi Hivshitoi, the Mesech Estomid is speaking about what the Seder was by the Tomid. Hivshitoi. Shoyamasl mina raglayim. They started the Hefshit from the raglayim. Bo yamavshit viyoyreid ad shemagia lechose. Higia lechose. Then they stopped the Hefshit, and then they were Oisik, and the Nituach. An Oilo needs Nituach. So Chotach HaSaroish, after they came to the Chose, Chotach HaSaroish, V'nosne L'mishe Zochaboy, V'achakach HaKarayim, then Umirik V'Hefshit, then he continued the Hefshit. So we see by the Tomid, that they were mafsik in the middle of the hefshit to start a nituah. Shamine mine, mishi higia lechose, silik yodov min a hefshit, vehishil isasik benituah ktsas, and he started nituah. Vegabi oilo, vekuloi kolo, mirik vehefshit, nateach hayadaim tchile, acharoish. V'gabi Pesach Nami Mivshehivshit Adechose, when he was mavshit to the Chose, Diyochel Ohoitziyei Murov B'loi Nimun, that means till he was mavshit to the Chose, he cannot take out the Murim because they might get stuck with the hairs of the Kolbim, so Memeile, so therefore you have to be mavshit to the Chose. But if you mavshit till the chozek koyroi, umeitziyim miyah. V'havolei pirish min ahevshit. Then they took out the emurim. V'koma Rabbi Yishmoel, shuv, einei goymer umavshit. That you're not goymer umavshit anymore. You stop there. Mishum, the Kiv and the Pirish, Have Chazore, Milse the Aschalta Lenavsha, Vishaloy Letzerich Gavoya, Dum Yedetzitzin, the Loy Maak. That means as soon as he was Pirish from the Asik of Hevshed, so Memele, so going back is called a new Aschola. And a new Aschola, since there's no Tzorech Gavoya anymore, so Memele, so you stop over there. That is the Svore of Rabbi Shmuel Bnei Rabbi Yechonon Ben Breike. The Chachamim Achaylik. So Lecheir, the Chachamim hold that it is considered a hemshech of the previous hefshet, even though in the middle they took out the imurim. So Lecheir, this beraisa that says that pirish is called a haschola chadoshe, this beraisa is going according to Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rabbi Yechonon Ben Breik. Frek de gemore mimai. No, it's not right. It could be Rabbi Shmuel Bnei Rabbi Yechonon Ben Breike will be chaylik on the Bereise. Rabbi Shmuel Bnei Rabbi Yechonon Ben Breike will hold that by Tzitzin, even though he was Pirish, he could be chayzer. Why? Ad kan leikom Rabbi Shmuel Bnei Rabbi Yechonon Ben Breike hosom mishum do leblei binen zekei livan vei by hefshit. To continue the hefshit, there's no zekei livan veil. So therefore, you stop over there. Avol hoche de beinon zekei livan veil, hochi nami. So here, I feel according to Rabbi Shmuel Bnei Rabbi Yechonon Ben Breike, one will able to continue. The sanye zekei livan veil. He's no lefonov b'mitzvahs. Asay lefonov suki noe, velulev noe, veshaifer noe, tzitzis noe, sefer teire noe, rchsoi voi lishmoi bidyoi noe, bekulmis noe, belav lo umen, bekeilchoi, beshiroim noe. Abisholoi melvan veyu, havidoi meloi, mahul chanon verachum, af ata yei chanon verachum. Others want to say the Zek Keli Van Veyu, that Keli is Midas Arachman. Keli Lom Azavtoni. And the Rabbeinu Shloilom is Merachem Al Klal Yisrael, is Mashpia Dem Panose, so they show the gratitude. Zek Keli Van Veyu. Then he's no Lefono, Fakert, if I have more means. So I use these means to isnoil the fun of b'mitzvahs. In this Indian of Sefer Torah Noe, says, "Chsoiv boi lishmoi b'dyoi Noe." What is this "Chsoiv boi lishmoi"? The Sfas Emes wants to say pshat that you should purchase, even though you had you had already nice ink already. You should purchase lishmoi for the Sefer Torah. That means even though you have it, you should get new diyoi lishmoi. That's a chibuv mitzvah. Perhaps pshat in this Sfas Emes could be. We find the Gemara says in Bab Metzia that Rab Chiya said that without him it would have been Nishtakach Teire Mi Yisrael. What did Rab Chiya do? Rab Chiya went and he grew Pishton and he made nets out of the Pishton, and then he went and he captured deer with these nets, and then he went and he skinned the deer and he made Megillas, and he taught Talmidim. And without him would have been Ishtakach Torah Mi Yisrael. So Rab Chiya said the whole Seder, what he had done or he would have done. So they bring from the Goyin, and the Hamikdavos says the same Rayin, that L'Cheir it's very modern. This whole process of of growing pishton to make nets to catch deer and to be ma'abed the oiris, l'chayre, you can go and buy oiris already. Why do you have to, plant pishton in order to make nets? So the Goyin says that the hachone to the mitzvah has a gewaldike koyach to the success of the mitzvah. So he wanted b'shasta haschole. B'shasta haschole, everything should be l'shem limudat Torah. So the net that's going to be made out of, so the pishton already was planted for the purpose that from this pishton eventually would come out megillus with which he would learn Torah. And that is, that one has a gewaldike. So then when the mitzvah lemaise comes about, the mitzvah is gewaldik mutzlach. So memel could be, this is pshat in the Sfas Emes. That he should get d'yoy noe lishmoy. Even though he has d'yoy noe, it should be purchased already. We can't start off the way Rav Chiya started off. Aval kaponim, he should purchase d'yoy noe lishmoy l'shem sefer Torah. The kufa is a chibub mitzvah, and that kufa is that enhances the mitzvah. I just don't know how it be selected in the lashon. It's what you said, lekach boy lishmoy d'yoy noe, soiv boy lishmoy b'd'yoy noe. I thought perhaps soiv boy lishmoy means something else. Perhaps in the Ben Yoyodo says pshat, he's medayik the loshen of the Gemara, he's noe lefonov b'mitzvahs. What is the lefonov? So he wants to say that the iker noi of a mitzvah is the machshove that the person has b'shas the mitzvah. Shetiy nechayne v'toyve, v'ze eini goloi ella rak lefonav yizborach. That's that they snore lefonav. That means the sheina mantle is einzach. That's everyone sees. But there should be snore lefonav the marshove, which only the Rebbein Shlom should see. That also should be snore lefonav. So it could be the ksayv by lishmoi could be. We're not speaking about the hilchus lishma, which is necessary in Heksha Sefer Torah. That's Lishma, number one, and number two, that doesn't fit into Zekeli Van Veyu. It could be we're speaking about the Ksiva alone. The Ksiva should be Lishmoi, Lishem Mitzvah, not Lishem Parnose, not Lishem other things, Lishmoi. So it could be that is Isnol of one of the mitzvahs. If you can only get a Sefer that doesn't for Parnose, it's fafal, but in the, so you can never say for Torah without Shirayin either. But the hisna lefon of the mitzvahs is echsayv by lishmai. So al kaponim, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that, it is no tshushtel, tzitzin she'ein ma'akven es amile to hefshet la'achar achosa. Because in Tzitzin, she'ein ma'ak v'nes amile, there's an inyan of zekei livan ve'yu. Ma'ashein came by hefshit l'acher achozeh. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, v'loi be'inen zekei livan ve'yu. By hefshit is no inyan of zekei livavei. The ach and the tilas haimurim ein hiddel mitzvah beyipui bosa. Avo yipui mile mitzvah hi. Avo yipui mile is a mitzvah. So we have to understand what is pshat in the dichy of the Gemara. Avo yipui mile mitzvah hi. Tachsach mir, there's two ways to learn pshat and Rashi. One way, pshat is that, I mean, that we see klal from Rabbi Yishmael ben Oishe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, that if he was a silik yodov min ha-mitzvah, it's called a new maise. That's true, you see that? No, no. But who says
that by that one cannot, even it's a new ma'aser, but since this is a hiddur, a mitzvah mila, that is doiche, that mitzvah mila is doiche Shabbos, so could be the zekeli va'anveyu of mila is also doiche Shabbos. Over there, ein hiddur mitzvah b'yifui basar, so me'mele, so there's no din of the, so you're not allowed, you're not permitted to be mechalo Shabbos. Avo yipui mila mitzvah. Yipui mila is a mitzvah. It could be that that is pshat and Rashi, that the Gemara is maskim to the Hanoche Rishoine. That from Rabbi Yishmael b'nei Shab Yechon b'breike, we see that he holds that Silik Yodov is called Aschola Chadosha. But Aschola Chadosha is only also when it doesn't involve yipui mitzvah. When it involves yipui mitzvah, it could be that is also Doiche Shabbos. Or it could be that the Gemara is saying, the second pshat I'm saying, the Beis Halevi wants to say this in the Rambam, could be, Rashi also learned like this. It could be the Gemara is saying as follows, could be you're wrong, you learned wrong pshat in Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike holds that Silik Yadav does not make a new Haskola. It's still considered one big Maisa. Aye, if it's one big Maisa, why can't they be Mapshit further? Because there's no legitimate reason to be Mapshit further. Why should he be Mapshit further? He's finished. It's Tamaze to be Mapshit in Shabbos, even though it's one big Maisa. But there's no legitimate reason to be mamshit. So therefore, there, Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach, Rabbi Yechim ben Breika holds that he stops after he reaches the chazer. Masha Enkein over here, since this is a yipui mitzvah, so it could be that Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach, Rabbi Yechim ben Breika will hold that he should continue. Because it's not called a haschola, that means the Gemara is matche, that what he held in the Havamina. That be'emesin, it is considered. It is considered a hamshache from the previous mitzvah. It is considered a hamshache from the previous mitzvah. I feel according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishai ben Yochanan ben Breike. But by Hefshet, there's no legitimate reason to continue. So these are the two ways we can learn pshat in the dichui of the Gemara. The Beis Halevi wants to say this pshat because he holds misfore if the mitzvah is finished, what kind of inyan is there of Yisnoel Lofon of the mitzvahs? I finished the mitzvah already, so what am I doing now? There's nothing to do anymore. So therefore the Beis Halevi wants to say that the Gemara held that I'm still being mamshech the mitzvah, but there is no necessity. Let us go further. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Briska Lov learns the first way, that the Gemara is Machadish in Chilul Shabbos, that here there's a heter of Chilul Shabbos, even though it is a Haskole, and not by, and by Hefshit, there's no heter of Chilul Shabbos, since it is a Haskole. Agav Uche, Vachsach Medach Sam Seifer is Ma'oirer, there's a Machloikis, the Chachomim, the Chachamim hold you are mafshit. You are goyma the hefshit. So the Chacham Sofer, that's what says, we see a gevaldik echidish. The Gemara, we heard the Gemara before, the Gemara says it's shelo yekotshim utolim bebezoyin, so that's why you goyma the hefshit. So it seems that this is more chamo than zekeli vanveyu. A ma'aseh, I mean, it seems like that. Lefi emes, we pass like the chacham. That's me your mafshit, and the whole thing shli kachim bebizoyin. And by now tzakeli van veyu hastis. If he was mafshik, he doesn't continue further. Zut the gemara baita. Oh, there's one more Rashi. Havidai meloi loshen van veyu ani vehu. Ese atzmoi kemoisoi ledavik pidroche. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ella omar Ravashi, homoni Rabbi Yosi. That this bereise that says that after the siluk he's not permitted to go back, it goes according to Rabbi Yosi. This nan. Bein she nire ba'olul, bein she loy nire ba'olul, mechalen olav es ha-shabbos. That if Edim saw the levone, so bein she nire ba'olul, that it's begoli, and the Edim can assume, they're chutz l'tchum, and they can very well assume that mestame, the levone was seen in Yerushalayim, and the zicha be Edim there. And they won't, it's not necessary for them to come and be Machal or Shabbos. Machal no loves a Shabbos. They saw the Levone, they're going to say Eidus. It could be, and most probably there's no need for their coming. They're doing a Maisa Mitzvah. Rabbi Yoisi Oime, Nire Ba'olu, Ein Machal no loves a Shabbos. If it was Nire Ba'olu, so we can assume there's no tzoyrech for them to come, so they're not permitted to be mechal or Shabbos. So what is the raya from the Gemara? So how we mayin shmita leitzel hasina? Let us see Rashi. Ben shenira achoydish ba'olu v'gilui lakur v'yesh ladas. So one can assume sheru bezden v'akroivim lahem, those who are close to bezden. Ben tzoch l'royin chutz l'tchum l'chavel l'shabbos. Afal pikein, the Tanakama holds mechalalim. Rabbi Yosi Yoime, Almes, what does Rabbi Yosi hold? Afal gav the Ika mitzvah, even though there is a mitzvah, kiven the lav litzairech gavoyahu, loy mechalalina. Bochinami pirish, tahavi eschalte de chilu. So here we see the Gemara of wanted the shtel zu tzitzin she'ein ma'akvenes amile. So it's called I'm doing a mitzvah, but there's no tzairech. It's called a ma'isa ha-mitzvah, but there's no tzairech. That means you could get away without it. So the Gemara learned that this is the machloikis Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim. Is one permitted l'chatchile to do a Maisa HaMitzvah even though there's no Tzairich? But it's a Maisa HaMitzvah. So Rabbi Yosi holds if there's no Tzairich you're not permitted to do it. So according to Rabbi Yosi, since it's Pirish and now it's a new Aschole, you're not permitted to do it. According to the Chachamim, you will be permitted to do it. Even though it's a new aschola. The Chodesh Aviv says it comes out where the Gemara learned now, what will be the din according to Rabbi Yosi, if they started going, it was loy nire ba'olu. So they started going. And then in the middle of the way, they see that the sky became clear, and now became nire ba'olu. So the way the Gemara learned now, he says, does it continue to according to Rabbi Yosi? The Gemara only understood, the Gemara wanted to say that this din is going according to Rabbi Yosi, and Pirish is a new aschola, so one is not maschil to do a double sheles beitzoyre, even though it's a ma'isa mitzvah. But to be mamshir, one is zicha permitted to be mamshir. So that's why the Mishnah says, ben shenire ba'olo, ben sheloy nire ba'olo. The Mishnah only speaks about the Hascholas Ariyeh. Hey, Mechal Novas Shabbos by Nirebolo. But if it's like Nirebolo, so lady Mechal Shabbos. But in the middle of the way, it will become Nirebolo. So the Gemara notes no Raya, Mimai, do Ma'at Kan Leikom, Rabbi Yosi Yosom. To lay Nitno Shabbos, Lidoches. Avalochad Nitno Shabbos, Lidoches, Ochinami. That's it. Let's see what Rashi says. Lainit nishabes lidoches afilu bascholoso donire bolu. Aval hoche kiven shenit nishabes lidoches lahaslo bo amile. Hoche nami dechi pirish vohoda lavas chalta lenav sheyu. Ave kimoy shalai pirish vegoy mekol mitzvos. Is it the Gemara? That is true that Rabbi Yosi holds that a haschole Bedovor sheles beitzayrech, you're not allowed to be masked. But who tells you bechlal that pirish is called a haschola? Could be pirish is not called a haschola. So how do you know that this goes according to Rabbi Yossi. Elo Amri Nardoi. Rabbonon de Pligi Olei de Rabbi Yossi. That the Tan of this Baraisa that says Pirish is called a Nuas Chole, this is the Rabbonon de Pligi Olei de Rabbi Yossi. This Nan, Arbo Kehanim Nichnosim, Shabbos, they were Mesalik the Lechem Aponim, and they put on the, of the previous week, and they put on the new Lechem Aponim. So the Mishnah says as follows. Arbo Kehanim Nichnosim.
Shnayim biyodom shnei storim, shnayim biyodom shnei bazichim. Baboim magdim lifneim. And four other kahanim went in front of them. Shnayim lito shnei storim, shnayim lito shnei bazichim. Hamachnisim oimdim bitzofen upneim lidorim. Bamaitzim oimdim bidorim upneim litzofen. Eilu moishrin ve eilu menichim. So according to the Tanakhamim, the moitziim are moishech ve'ilu menichim tifchei shel zeh betzad tifchei shel zeh mishum shenemar lefonai tamid. Rabbi Yosi yomer afilu eilu noitlu ve'ilu menichim avzeh hayu tamid. Now what is the dimyon to our Mishnah? Let us see Rashi. Rabbonon de pligi alei de Rabbi Yosi gabi lechem aponim avor kahanim nichnosim lahichol b'shabes lesidol lechem aponim. Shnei sdorim, shtayim marochei shalechem. Shnei bozichim, shtei kapeis, meleis levoina. Kedachsiv nasat al amareches, levoina zaka. Makdimin lifneim, shnayim litl menan shulchem, shnei sdorim ayishonim. Shnayim litl shnei bezilchim, vaz shulchen oyenosan orkei mimizrach lamayra. Eloim dimizeh. Suke, kabichilak lechem aponim, limishmora nichneses vayoitzis, hanichnosam chelkim betzofen, כדי שירו נכנס. אלו נויטלין תחילו, מסלקן כולו מן השולחן, אלא אחר שום מניחן אלו, אבל זה תמיד. This is also called תמיד. המאני מקיים תמיד, לא יולן שולחן בלי לחם. So a whole lila shouldn't be בלי לחם. ולרבונון אישוק לי ושוף כילי, according to the רבונון, if you'll take it off, and you'll leave it there, Vahodah mesadri loy mikrelu tomit ella aschol achit. That's called that if you took it off and then you put a new one, so this felt and tomit, it's called a new aschol. V'nimtzo shemis akev shulchan beloyle. V'gabi pirish nami ki hodah osi milsachiti. So just like by the tomit, it is considered a new haschole, just like by the Talmud it's considered a new haschole. So hu adin by pirish is also called a new haschole. Rabbi Yosi di Omar ki shofki v'hoda maschali nami tomitu dechode milsu. So one big process, you're taking off and you're putting on one big milsu. Ochinami pirish chayza. Avo pishay ma'akvin, the kule gmar milsi, it's a continuation. Tov Yehama was ma'ira, where did the Gemara see, in the Chachomim, man, could be here, there's a bezunder alocha of Tomit. It's a bezunder din of Tomit. So Tomit means that there should not be a second, that the Shulchan should be without Lechem. How did the Gemara know to consider one big pu'ula, it has to be also with one big hemshech, there can be a hemshech in between. Could be in pu'ulis, it's considered a continuation. Tomit could be is a bigger mechayev. Al kaponim, the Gemara does not hold like that. The Gemara holds that, that if it's felt in tomit, so felt in ein greise meise. One is totally in the other. We had mentioned a week ago that there's a machloikis now, the Rambam and the Tur, what is pshat in this din that tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin es amile if it's pirish ein echoiza. The Tur learns pshat, this is only a din in Shabbos. That in Shabbos, the halacha is, Rakel, in order to be mamshech, the mila, he can't be pirish.
But b'choil als tahaloche avisnoel lefono b'mitzvitz, one should be chayzer afilu b'choil, even though he was pirish. It's only in Shabbos you need a pesah aloche that it should be one big maisa. But b'choil one can make afilu isnoel lefono b'mitzvitz afilu lachesh pirish. The Rambam holds that afilu b'choil, the whole inyan of chayzer al tzitzin shayim akvenas amila, is only osman shalai pirish. If it was pirish, there's no inyan of being chayzer, and the Beis Halevi explains, because the Rambam holds that the whole inyan of isnol lefon of b'mitzvahs is b'shas kiyum ha-mitzvah. B'shas he's doing the mitzvah should be done behidu. After the mitzvah was done already, so memele, there's no inyan of hiddur, there's no inyan of a hiddur that's mufstik from the maisa ha-mitzvah. Therefore, the Beskirov wants to say the Shittas HaRambam is by Ner Chanukah, the Mahadrim is that the Balabayis is Meiniyah, is Madlik Aner Lechol Echad VeEchad Shel Bnei Beisoy. That is the din of the Mahadrim. The Balabayis has to do it. If the Balabayis will only be Madlik one Ner, and then each of the Bnei Bayis will be Madlik themselves, so that's not called the Hiddur in the Mitzvah. The mitzvah was done already, and Memele, the hiddur, not the ma'isa mitzvah, does never teres hiddur. Therefore, the balabayis, who is the madlik, if he's madlik, bishvil, kol echot, ve'echot, shel b'nei beisoy, then this is called a hiddur in the ma'isa ha-mitzvah, then there's an inyan of mahadur. Dr. Gemara weiter. Tana rabbonim, mahalketin es hamila. Mahalketin means your goymer, the mile. In other words, if they're tzitzin ha-ma'akven, you have to get rid of them. Vim loy hilkit onish kores. Money. Omar Rav Kahane umen. Who is chayiv kores? So Rav Kahane said that the moil is chayiv kores. That means if the moil made the bris in Shabbos, and he left over tzitzin ha-ma'akven es-hamila, so l'maise he is chayiv koretz, because he did not make a maise mila. Therefore he's chayiv koretz. Maskiv lo rav pope umin, leima lo hu ano ovdi palge de mitzvah, atun avdisu palge de mitzvah. Why is the moil chayiv koretz? What did he do wrong? L'maisa, he made a maisa hamila. He wasn't goymerit, so you could be goymerit. Why is he chayiv kores? He made a aschol of a mitzvah. The chelik that he had done, he's permitted to do. He wasn't goymerit, so let someone else be goymerit. But why should there be a chayiv kores on a pu'ula amuteres? Who says that he has to be goymerit? El omar af popi godl. That hamahalketin esamila, you have to take off the tzitzin hamahakven esamila, vimloy hilket onish kores, so the godel that was nimel and there's still left over tzitzin hamahakven esamila, so this godel is chayiv kores. Maskiv lo ravashi godel behed yeksiva, you need a beraisa to tell me if the godel was not nimel kedin. He is chayiv kores. It says va'oru zocho ashelo yimel. So if he, since he wasn't nimel, so mele is chayiv kores. Elo amar Rav Ashi la'olam umen. Now we're speaking about that the moyel is chayiv kores. The moyel that left over the tzitzin ha-ma'akven. Nimei de mile in Shabbos. Ah, you said a svore. What's wrong with the moil? He did a palga the mitzvah. You should be goymer. Now speaking about as follows: Uchegoyim the also bein hashmoshes the Shabbos. He came bein hashmoshes the Shabbos. So Rabbi Kivegel says it doesn't mean bein hashmoshes the Shabbos. He came before bein hashmoshes the Shabbos. Because if he came bein hashmoshes the Shabbos, he's not chayiv kores. Bein hashmoshes, who says you chayiv kores? It's sofik yoim, sofik, maybe it's my choice. So chayim the osa bein hashmoshes the Shabbos means he came right before bein hashmoshes. But amrulei, and they told him, Loi maspekes, you will be unable. It was a minute before Bein HaShemoshes. Let us assume for practical purposes, Bein HaShemoshes starts with the Shkiyah. So it was a minute before the Shkiyah. He just came now, Ata Bosi, he comes, Evel Machen de Bris. So they told him, Loi maspekes, you won't have time to be Goymer. You only have a minute left. I'm a very quick moil. Don't worry, it'll be done and over with. The Taisus Arosh says he wanted to tell them he's not a Mechalo Shabbos, but he himself knew that he can't finish it. If Itaka was under the impression that he was able to finish it, he's not Chayiv Koris. So he's a Shoigik. He's Chayiv Akodim. He says he's Chayiv Koris. That he just said for a front. And he made part of the mila. The loy is topic. And then it came. Bein HaShemoshes. Vishtakach the chaburahu the ovad the onish chorus. So Lamai said, come out, he made a chabura and he's chayiv chorus. So let us see Rashi. So Trash is Mehalketin Bitzitzin Hama Akvin. Money Koris Zu Shalmiu. Omar of Kahana Umen, Onesh Koris. Ubishabiskoi, Shechilo Shabis, Vloyosa Mitzvah. Frank the Gemara, why is he Chayiv Koris? The name I know of the Palga Kloim. Hoyo Shehischel Bishus Hischel. He started, he had the right to start. The Chabure Shehosa Bishusosa. Amai chay, name Elohu, lechu atem v'saimu amaloche. So he did something b'shus. You want goyma? Let someone else be goyma. I have to be goyma. I did ask chol palge the mitzvah. El omar apofa v'godol shemol kamayi. U'bachol vonish koris tekoma mishumi lekoma da dain oruhu. So the Gemara says, you don't need a braise for that. Chagoyim da'osa bein hashmoshes. Tachol ayoyim kosher lemila. V'omru lei, loy misapkes ligmer, v'yoyim kehil chosa. You won't be able to be goyma. V'tei osa chabure b'shabes, v'loy mitzvah. You're going to make a chabure b'shabes. V'onesh koris. And yechayiv koris. That's what he did. U'miyu misa leke, loy asru beila misa. He's amazed. But there was no asro, but they kibbled all of asro. The chorus ike, the aschlo bershus loy hischil, vloy nitno shabbos lidochais etzloy bishozu. So that's why he's chayiv chorus. The Meiri asked the kashe, why is he chayiv koris if he wasn't going with the mila lochayri is a mekalkol? So the Meiri says, and Rabbi Kivege says the same rayin in a tshuvit, that he says that that's not called a mekalkol. Doing part of the mitzvah, accomplished something. Whatever he did, he did. You have to continue doing, but it's still palge the mitzvah. It's not a mekalkol over here. The chelik asorah sa'olo that he took off, he took off. He wasn't goymer, so he wasn't goymer. But that is not considered a mikalkul. Misakin b'meshe also. And Rabbi Kiveger says, what happened? He came right before Bein HaShemoshes, and he was maschel to cut off the ola. And then it became Bein HaShemoshes. So what did he do then? Tanit Rabbi Kiveger, they told him to stop now, because maybe it's Laila, and he won't be Mekayem Mitzvah Smila Balaila, and he listened. Because he says if he didn't listen, so how could you say he's Chayiv Koris, maybe Chapterain Bein HaShemoshes, a Sofik Yoim, Sofik Laila, maybe he was going with the Mila by Yoim, so how could it be Chayiv Koris? Says he's Chayiv Koris. So he stopped. So that's what he's zicher chayiv koris. They told him to stop, and he stopped. And afal pika, so mamelo, so he's chayiv koris. That's what Rabbi Kiveger says pshat. The Sfas Emes declares, what will the halacha be If the, according to the man Yoma Mila Shaloi Bizmano is kosher balaylo, so he clears what will the din be if he made samuch lebein hashmoshes, he made the scholas up, he made a schola, and balaylo and the bein hashmoshes will be goyma, libichayiv kores or not. So one side he wants to say could be. So there's nothing wrong. The Maisi made a complete mila. But the Refsher nit, Refsher pshat is the even though he made a complete mila, but the mila is doiche Shabbos only if the whole mila was done in Shabbos. If a chelik of the mila was done the laila, so he still will be chayiv kores. Zot the Gemara baita moitzitzit. Amar Rav Pope, hay umne de loy mayit sakonu. He did not make metzitzis a sakona. Vavrina like the Gemara pshita. Vashteitzecha, it's a sakona. Midukamachali alei Shabbat a sakona. If it wouldn't be a sakona, how are you permitted to make metzitzis in Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Ma'u deteima haidam mifket pocket. Mashmalon chiburi michba. I would think maybe the dam that you might it's his mifkat pocket. So there's no chilul Shabbos involved by when you make the mitzitze. So there's no chilul Shabbos involved, so it's not muchat, but it's a sakone. Kamash malon, that's how a papa's tongue goes. No, that's not true. Chiburi michba. Vidum yedis palanis vachmai. Mais palanis vachmai kiloyovit sakonu. Avochinami kiloyovit sakonu. It is a sakone. Zogt Rashi, Ma'u de teime masnisen lo yashmine de mechalo shabbat alo. De dam mifket pocket. Mufket vay mitsham kenosan bekeili. Ube mitzitze in chabur. Vein kan iser teure. Shemoch ishori. Velav mishum sakone. Vumne de loy mayitz bechoy lav sakantu. Veloy navre. Kemash melon the dam chibur imichbak sheyaitze de metzitza v'loch yisharim mishum sakone v'dutani b'mas nisin gabi yispelani sechmoin. So since it's next to that, so just like that is letzerech sakone, here is also letzerech sakone. Chassam Sofer brings down a kashe from the Shagas Aryeh. The Gemara before brings a raya that mekalkul. The machlokes if mekalkul b'chabur is chayiv. One Tana holds mekalkul b'chabur is chayiv because if mekalkul b'chabur would be potter, so why need a poster to tell me that mila is doiche Shabbos? It's mekalkul b'chabur. The other man, the Yomer, says no, it's not called a mekalkul, it's called a mesaken. Mali tikkun dos. It's the mitzvah is also called a tikkun. And the first man, the Yom, holds the mitzvah is not called a tikkun, it's called a mekalkul. You need a pasuk to tell me that it's doiche Shabbos. So a raya mekalkul chabur is chayiv. So the Shagas Aryeh asks a kasha, what's the raya mekalkul chabur is chayiv? Could mekalkul chabur is pot? Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that you'll have to make a bris in Shabbos? Because after the bris, you'll have to make mitzitze. Mitzitze is zicher not a mekalkul. That means if it's a sakone, so by making the mitzitza ain't lechatikin gedoyla mizu. So that's why you need a pasuk to tell me you're allowed to make a bris. If you wouldn't be allowed to make a bris, so lechatchile, just like the Ashitas HaRishonim that hold, that it is tapach chamimi. If you don't have the hot water, which is a necessity to use after the bris, you don't make a bris. So the same thing, if you'd be unable to make the mitzitze, you wouldn't be permitted to make the bris on Shabbos. And the mitzitze is zicher. The mitzitze is zicher atikun. So what's the raya that mekalkul b'chabur is chayiv? Could be you need the pasuk to tell me you're allowed to make the bris, even though it involves mitzitze. So that's it. So it's telling me that it is doiche Shabbos. You're allowed to be machnes yourself in such a matzav because of mitzvah smila. So the Chassam Sofer wants to answer if the whole chilul Shabbos involved is only the mitzitze, so he said then the din would be you should make the bris samach l'chasheche and you'll make the mitzitze at night. Why should you be mechalul Shabbos? So since the Torah says you should be mechalul Shabbos, is a raya take the mekalko b'chabur es chayiv. V'noisnin olav ispalanis. Omar Abaye, omro li ein ispalanise v'kulen keivi. And ispalin, anointment that is good for all pains. Shev minoi tarbe, 7 types of fats. The chode kire in one type of a wax, and you mix this together, and it's gewaldic. A meiridike ointment. Rava amar kira vekalba rishine. Rava had a different type of anointment. Dorsha rava b'mechuse. So Rava gave a drosh in mechuse, and the drosh was a medical drosh. He told them he was megala this ointment, and it's gewaldic good. Karino b'nei minyumi asya lemonayu. So there were the minyumi, the children of minyumi were physicians by profession, and mamish their whole hatzlocha was given out through Rava. Rava told the welt how to make a good ointment. Dusam dachzegach gevus. That was the whole kunz, and now Rava was megalit. So they talk kriya. Om aluhu samemele, because now they're out of business already. They have to go on welfare. Don't worry, there's one thing that I didn't tell them, that you could become dermatologist. The Amar Shmuel, high man, the Moshe Ape, loinogiv, a person who washes his face and does not dry his face, loinogiv tuve, doesn't dry it well, nikturulei chaspenise. So they'll have a type of a shchin on his face. So memele, so number one, so there's preventive medicine, you should dry it. Number two, maite kante, limshe tuve b'maye de silke. You should take a borscht and use it afterwards, and that will take away this shrim. Zot Rashi. Shev mine tarbe, zayin mone shol chaylev, v'chode de kire shave. Kire v'kalba rishine uzefe shalait shemitzim b'menu shalei de'ur v'hi labonim. Kerinu l'manai shifzit lehem, he was mafzit l'galois refu ezu. Shavki l'chu chode shaloi gilis. I didn't tell them everything. Chas penise ponov mizbakis, v'ni oimashu min shchin shekirin os, v'hu ubacher shekosu b'teire v'chas penise targum shalcheres. B'mai desilke merak tardin. Taisus Godl Bad Yiksivbe Afal Gavda Bekama Duchtin Tanya Ma Shebehedye Beposik Iboyu Leila Misne Gabodis. So even though it says in the Baraisa, Iboyu Leila Misne Afal Gavda Bekama Duchtin Tanya Ma Shebehedye Beposik Iboyu Leila Misne Godl Shloim Molon Ishkoris. He wants to tell us the din that it says in the Posik, will tell us this din, but to speak about a certain case, which is Poshit, if it sees the Makona Samila, that Sicha doesn't have a pshat. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. A Gavuchad is, I want to say one vote from the Chsam Seifa. Chsam Seifa wants to say pshat in the Rambam, that what the Rambam holds, that by Pirish, that there's no Indian to go back, Mishum Zekeli Van Veyu. Some Seif says, Amir Dike Musa Dike Deher. He says that after the kid is nimble already, so he says, I want to have a hiddur in my mitzvah of Mila. And the kin zo leiden zu lieb das. He says, there's no such thing. If he's a nimble already, the hiddur is, don't be mitzayr the kin. That is the hiddur.